Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
This week for our Heartbeat, you shared about the bread of life. And you began your Heartbeat by talking about a word, I suppose, that you felt that God had
impressed on my heart.
Yes. And you shared how he said something to the effect of, set me before you always as your one true hope. So you were talking about how God wants you to share him with other people.
Yes.
But then the next part, which I think was really key, was that you felt like he pressed on your heart, set me firmly in your hand, which the way I understood that was him saying, but unless I'm with you in that.
You're doing it all yourself. Yeah. You're all by yourself.
You've got to do it with him.
Yes.
And so the first thing I thought was, okay, when I share God with others, I've got to do it with God in me too, right? But then the next thing I thought is it's not only about when I share God with others. It's about all my tasks in life.
Yes.
Everything I do in life, I should have God firmly in my hand.
But also I've got to truly believe myself before I can go to anybody that he is my bread of life. That I am thirsty for only him. He is what brings me nourishment and life to the full. And if I don't have that, how can I then even share with others, because I don't believe it myself or I'm not living it myself?
Well, it makes me think then, like for those of us who want to go deeper in our faith, so how do we get to know him as the bread of life?
Read his word, pray every day, delve into who God is, what people have written about him, not just say the word of God in scripture, because sometimes it's hard to understand. Yeah. Go to people who've read it beforehand or had a relationship with God beforehand. Look at all the lives of the saints and read what they wrote, what they say, what they talk about, you know, and not just from the Catholic faith, but from all other Christian denominations even, because sometimes the words they use help you understand.
Yep.
So I read what people have written and I go, wow, I never saw it like that. Wow, they've written in a language that understands. Like I read St. Augustine's Confessions and he is so intelligent. Sometimes I read something and I go, oh my goodness, that's just simply amazing. But I've got to read it 10 times to understand what it even meant. Because his brain is so intelligent, not like me. I'm simple, really. So I go then to other people who've explained things, even his confessions simply, and then I get it.
Get understanding.
So, and then it's asking the Holy Spirit to give us understanding. It's the Holy Spirit who reveals himself.
And that's what I was thinking. God to us. God's the one who gives us faith.
Yes.
And it's a gift. But when we desire it, we ask for more. That's right. So we just keep asking. And then, I mean, and it says in scripture, who's like God's going to give things to people who
ask. God says, I will not deny the Holy Spirit to anyone who asks this of me. So ask. You know, we forget to ask. We think it's just going to come to us. And so we just do what we can do and we rely on God. We say, well, Lord, I'm holding your hand. You're in the palm of my hand because I need you. You're guiding me. I'm not guiding you.
Yeah. Well, you said how, like, kind of we should say to God, grace us to see and to believe. And I was thinking how, again, that's connected with our faith. God, would you grace me to see and to believe so that I would know that, like the scripture says, you know, I'm the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry or thirsty. How many areas of our life, we think each of us individually, do we hunger and thirst for things, for stuff, just not feeling satisfied? And that's almost enough to go, oh, Maybe if I have more God, he's going to satisfy.
Like, but I've also got to have that feeling for God. I'm thirsty and hungry always for him. I'm wanting more and more and more. Because like you were saying, we can, desire, a new car. What's a new car going to really do? But we need to desire God.
Yeah. So I was thinking how, like, we all have needs and hopes in our life and mountains that we want moved. And sometimes we don't see how those things can occur, how those, you know, mountains, how, like, God can make a way. So sometimes I think in our prayer we need just to ask God for the grace to see that, to be open.
Don't focus on the mountain. Focus on the God of that mountain. And that mountain will be moved. If we, it said, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, which is like a speck in your hand, that mountain will move. But we focus on the mountain and go, oh, my goodness, it's so big. It's so dangerous. I'm going to hurt myself. It's not.
We've got to shift our focus back to him. One of the questions that you asked was, how can we be used to point the way to Jesus? And I think we've probably already answered some of those. The first one is, well, we have to have God first in our life. He has to be the one guiding us. And I think when we have that, though, that, like we've been talking about over the last few weeks, when you have that, it affects the practical. It affects the way we behave. It affects the way we speak, how we treat other people when we have God first.
How we act, how we think.
And then we have to be open to what God has to say and how he's guiding us.
Yeah. And us. The thing is us. I can't look at, say, you and go, oh, well, God spoke to you and God's asking you to do this, so maybe that's my thing too. And maybe it might be. But everyone's individual and everyone has different gifts and talents and abilities and purpose for life. So what is God saying to you?
So the weekly challenge that I've put is to put God first, which is not necessarily easy, and I think that could take a bit of self-reflection about what areas of your life
practical maybe God's effort.
Not areas of your life that God's not first, and then practical effort, and then like we've really talked about a bit today is asking God for that grace to have more faith. So that's certainly something for this week, a weekly challenge. So we hope that you've enjoyed this chat, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.